This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Hello,
that
Monday.
That is a hit.
Oh, my God. So good. So fun. Just love a fun song. Just.
Rosie.
And Bruno Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Good times. Your extraordinary love story. We're interested. We want to hear all about it. How you home wrecked or how you, you know, met after an accident with your quiver of mountain bike. Someone saved you on the side of a mountain. I don't know.
Emailed a radio show.
Yeah, something like that. Whatever your extraordinary love story is. Keep it, you know what? I want to say this. Jane was like, I want these to be beautiful. I want to love these stories. I want it to be uplifting. We've had enough bad news. Let's have some hot, awesome love stories. So that's what we're looking for. Hot, awesome love stories. Go to RadioAlice.com and write, tell us your extraordinary love story. And you could win a romantic dinner for two at the Fairmont San Francisco. A three-course meal. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
510 asks, hi.
Hey.
I was trying to enter the romantic dinner for two, but I don't see a place to enter the short essay. Also, is it okay to nominate a couple that you are not in? I would like to nominate my parents if I can.
Well, I don't see why not.
Jessica San Mateo.
Can
app.
You please give that a
I'm looking at the
Jessica.
Page right there. It says submit entry. You have to put in your email address or use Facebook, Twitter, or Google to sign in, but then you're fine.
Get with the program, Jessica. Come on,
Jessica. Come on, Jess. You can do it. Your parents had an extraordinary love story.
In fact, I just clicked in with my email address. And everything's there. You can type it right in. It's real simple to do.
Boom.
Your extraordinary love story. So here's the prize. It's really good. We have worked at the Fairmont a million times.
I love it there.
In fact, I did my 50th birthday party at the Fairmont.
And
we had
did.
A killer time there. Incredible.
It was a great party.
It was a great party. So funny. I think your big joke was everybody Sarah works with gets drunk and falls off the show. I was like, oh, that hurts.
I believe the joke was, hello, new producer. I have some something for you. Your future involves 12 steps and 12 traditions. And that was it.
Ha, 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 ha. It was great.
Oh, wow.
Can't believe that was 8 years ago. Holy crap, time flies. Tell us your love story. You could win a romantic dinner for two at the Fairmont San Francisco, including a three-course meal with champagne and hosted parking. And all you have to do is go to RadioAlice.com. Click on the link and leave us your extraordinary. You got to find the link. Maybe that's what Jessica, she didn't find a link for the thing. It just says extraordinary love story. It's right there. It's right on the front page. So you leave us your love story. The winner's going to be announced and read on the air at 8 a.m. this Thursday. We'll meet you there for that.
It's coming up fast.
Valentine's Day is the end of this week.
Christina's birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, Christina. By the way, Vinny was telling us this really fun story about that Fun Delivered package.
Mm-hmm.
Fun Delivered is this, you did a news story about it a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's undeliverable packages. They get them from all different sources. They probably come in just on a pallet. Like, we don't know what to do with this stuff. And these guys put together a box. You buy the size of the box and they ship it to you. And it's a mystery box.
During the Super Bowl party, I had the box laying around. I told her, this is for your birthday. And she kind of had some idea what it was. And then during the Super Bowl party we had yesterday, she had a cup, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean, and went, can we open this thing now? And I went, yeah, it's your stuff. Go ahead. And it was super fun.
Mm. It really is such a unique
this
thing.
Is not a commercial for
no,
them,
not
by
a
the
commercial.
Way. They are not a paying client.
We really need to get them to be a paying client.
I've Although, already put a bug in their ear
yeah, well,
and
listen,
they've looked it
they're
up.
They're getting
and,
the milk for free. Yeah. So,
but it was fun.
Yeah, really fun. Mm-hmm. It sounded great. Like she had a whole fat, like everything was her size. It's so bizarre.
That is very bizarre, but it was the
10
truth.
10 different outfits.
And there she was trying it all on. You know,
I'll do a fashion show for you guys.
I'm like,
I hate football.
She never does stuff like this. What is she doing?
Oh.
I'm loving this right now. This is funny.
That's really great. Cute. Yeah, it's a really weird, fun thing. How do we get on that? Oh, because this week is super busy.
Oh, right. Yes.
And you've got your mom's
birthday.
Yep. And Valentine's Day and Christina's birthday. We're going to I'm going on a double date with my cousin and his wife this Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, because I'll be in Boston by then. I know. I'm very excited. We're going to some like oyster bar place. It's going to be great.
Good.
New England seafood. You know I'm getting lobster. Hello.
Aren't you sick of lobster?
No.
Oh, all right.
Nope. I don't think there is a time when right now I'm just picturing just crab knuckles. I mean, the knuckles of the lobster on the thing.
Oh, God.
The knuckles. All buttery and
you make
lemony.
It sound awful.
You're crazy. I like inside the hand, the claw.
Oh,
I like that chunk in
what
there with
doing?
The two little, you know, pieces that come
make
off.
Me boot.
Okay. Well, I don't want that.
Send pictures.
Oh, I will. I will. Yeah.
I'll be laying around.
Not eating lobster. Oh, that's right. You're gonna be under it. I mean, the reason that this all worked out was because you're getting your hip done. By the way, Maddie, I think you should put up a picture of the lovely lavender sweater you have on today.
Really?
Yes. I just really feel like it's nice to see that you make a real effort with your students that you see in person.
But not for the show on a normal day.
Well, it's not like, you know, but we're very sweatshirty people around here. And I just think that is such a cute, would you say it's lilac, lavender? What color is that?
Very, lilac,
it's
kind
like
of
very
pinkish.
Light purple. It's very, very cute.
Thank
kind
you.
Of a little, a zippy little sweatery.
You look like an Easter egg.
Yes, yes, like a very pastel mm-hmm. color.
You calling me round?
No.
Saying the color. Don't be sensitive.
Of course, I go the other way. I'll come in and you can take a picture.
Okay, great. I'll send it to you.
The
Super Bowl happened. Honestly, it was really hard to find anything that wasn't about the Super Bowl. If you want, we can talk about the commercials or I can just give you a random sampling of other stuff. I found this one to be interesting.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Do that then.
So, do either of you watch Naked and Afraid?
No.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, I like that show.
So, it's a competition, right? You have to stay out there long enough to...
This is the weirdest thing about that show. You don't win anything.
Why would you do it then?
Bragging rights?
Yeah, just to say that you went out into nature naked for 30 days.
30 days?
It's crazy. It's a tough...
You don't win anything?
No.
They must pay you to be on the show.
They get paid. And then, you know, then if you do well, then you come back and you do... Because they'll have people come who have done 30 days and did well. And then they do 60 days of yeah.
And then
they
naked.
Do some team stuff as well,
this
kind of survivory.
It's the kind of thing where you go, why would anybody do a triathlon? Like, in what world does it make sense to run a marathon?
Right.
No, sorry. Swim 2 miles, then bike 112, and then after all that, well, the sunlight
miles.
Is fading, now you're going to go run a marathon before the day is up. Like, who would do that? They're not getting any...
But that's, like, to me, that they are getting benefit out of that. They're getting a ton of exercise. They're out there. They have a goal set. This is just people taking out their clothes and wandering out into the woods.
This is the challenge that people look at and go, I can do that. That's my point is, it's those challenge people, the ones that say, they see something and go,
I could make that happen.
I could do that.
I could do it.
I want to do that. I'll do all the work.
Do you feel like you could do that when you watch some of the challenges on Survivor? I could do that one. That one's
for me. I think I'm very realistic about the things I could achieve and the things that would take me out. I think I'm a pretty good judge of what I could do and what I couldn't do.
I was thinking of you with the swimming stuff.
There's tons of the water stuff, but I also, and I'm being very real when I say this, I need food. I need food. I understand that those people probably feel the same way and that there's you know, energy stores and stuff, but still I feel like
I get so bitchy
as much as I would say to myself on my couch here at home with a full belly. Oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
Could I do that starving to death? I don't know.
Right.
So I certainly won't do Naked and Afraid. Right. That ain't happening.
Well, it's to me, well, I get that they are going to blur this, you know, I'm still.
Oh, you can see my wiener. I don't care about that.
Oh, really? That's the thing?
You can see all my stuff. That's fine. What I'm saying is
bug bites.
I don't want to be out there.
Oh, they deal with cold bug. They have some of them. They've done them in temperatures that are, you know, borderline freezing.
But then how do they not die of exposure?
You have to lay together.
Oh,
you send your flare up and say, I'm out of here. Or how do they get out? How they do it?
They just say, I'm done.
Oh, and then
somebody get me a heated sleeping bag.
This guy just quit. They send someone in for help.
It's usually because they have something going on. A lot of people get sick.
Oh,
you know, because
hurt.
Yeah. Or hurt, or they can't build a fire, or, you know, things like
or
that.
Or they, you know, got a snake bite on their cooch.
Not seen that, no.
Well, I would think, you know, that would be problematic.
That would be.
A snake bit your woman area first. Not your leg or your ankle.
You hope it bites you on the leg or everything's out there, Vin. Like, watch your wiener. Right? You never know. Because of course that's where it would happen.
I do know. I'm not going on that game. That's what I know.
What if it did have a prize? All you have to do is exist for, you know, $1 million.
This goes back to that thing that we talked about earlier. Like, how hard do you want your life to be? If it's a game and you're doing the settings, do you want your life to just be easy and cruisy?
Yeah.
Or do you really want the most challenging life of all time?
Actually, I'm glad you reminded me that there was a story at the beginning of this because here's what's happening on Naked and Afraid.
Okay.
The 18th season will feature the show's first double amputee. Her name is Mandy. And she lost her legs a decade ago in a devastating and tragic accident. In a preview for the new season, she's like, 10 years ago, my life was changed forever. I have died 3 times and have come back from that. I get to be the first person on Naked and Afraid with no effing legs. And I think that's pretty damn cool. There is a preview. I'm going to post that up at the Sarah and Benny
Facebook
page. So
she has clip-ons, though, that she walks with.
She's got,
blades, right?
I'm going to show you the thing. And but it is up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Wait a minute.
Yes, dear.
What happened to her arms?
She has her arms. She has arms.
Double amputee. You just mean both legs.
Yes.
Okay.
So do you want to come and take a look?
She's just sitting around.
She's sitting around like on the shore. I mean, we're not talking like under the knees. We're talking, she's got, I don't know, 8 inches of each leg still left.
And where's her legs? What does she walk with?
I think she's not. I don't see any prosthetics.
So she's.
She's not putting on. She's just naked. Maybe those count as clothes.
I see that she's wearing gloves, so she must use her hands to.
She must. But
I've seen some guys who skateboard with no legs, and they get around good, and they can skate. And I would imagine they also use that to get around as well. Mm-hmm. So, but I. Yeah, that seems.
Well,
okay.
I mean, to have that much of your legs removed, your only choices would be a wheelchair, massive prosthetics, which I don't even know how you'd be able to, if you each of your legs is a prosthetic, how are you even walking on that? It's one thing if you have two blades on the
woman areas.
It's right there, yeah.
There's no clothing.
There's no
Can
clothing.
Can she put a protective cup on at all?
Mm-mm. And also she, I was thinking that myself, like that she can't even like, I could at least hold it up off the ground by sitting on my calf, you know, like putting my legs underneath me and shielding my area from the ground.
Well, and also the whole leg, like she's like, okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
She wanted a challenge. She's got one.
She certainly does have one. So anyway, that is happening. This is, it's up on the ceremony Facebook page if you're interested to see. It is, I think it's super interesting. Like this is someone who, I assume at this point that she has, I mean, this is done. This is something she did. They filmed it. She knows how it ended for her or if she completed it. And now she's out doing press.
Look, I think that this is a giant show for people who have challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a person who's got no legs and she's out there. Like that's crazy.
Right.
And so I hope that people who have challenges see that and accept maybe a lesser challenge that they've been putting off. It's easy to say, I can't do that. Look at me.
Right.
And so here's someone going,
I'm going to try and do that.
The most extreme. Wow.
Naked, just to be naked. And like you said, you're really glad. I didn't even really think about that. You're right. If she's on the ground, unless she's like up on the little, on the stumps.
No, the photos you just showed
she's
me,
she's sitting
in the dirt.
Yep. On the thing that you sit on.
I don't sit down naked on anything ever. I'm like, I need a I don't want anything.
Butt dust is everywhere.
No, not a bit. I'm talking about the stuff that's
your
out there in the world
getting
on me.
All over
not me getting on it. I'm clean.
You won't be clean after that. They're filthy. At the end of this thing.
You're like, remember Sue on Survivor? Honestly, I have seen like clips of it here and there. But the one thing I saw was when Tyrion Lannister was on SNL and he and Leslie Jones went on Naked and Afraid together. But they, you know, it was a skit, obviously, that they filmed outside. And that was, I was like, I bet you that would be a pretty fun show. If those two were on it, like that would be pretty good.
Looks like Sandy watches. She sent
a text. Sandy.
Glad you won't do Naked and Afraid. It is awful.
Oh.
Don't worry, Ma. I'm not doing it.
Survivor, though, you'd do, right? Come on.
I don't think I could do Survivor. I have trouble sleeping. I would not. I would be like, look.
It would be bad.
I can't unclench.
I need to eat.
Here. There's just not. It's not going to work out for me. Mm. You know?
You do really have to let a lot of stuff go and accept that you're going to be surrounded by, you know, gross and smelling worse by the day strangers.
Quitting drinking changed me. Mm. There's no question that that's...
It's a lot easier to put up with stuff when you're hammered.
I'm more rigid and I need certain things and I don't want to challenge my...
Yeah.
I've had challenges. Mm-hmm. One of them is currently 6 and the other one's 11. Ah. Those are the...
ongoing challenges.
And I'm working my butt off for those young ladies. I just remembered gymnastics today and was like, oh... Foiled again. The plans I had.
Curses.
Oh.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Never plug these things into a power strip. And more after.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info on everything that we talked about today at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disney Cruise for Four. All this week, Alice is giving you a chance to win a trip for four on the Disney Destiny Cruise. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour each day to get your daily entry and enter for your chance to win a trip for four, including hotel and air, to set sail on a cruise on the Disney Destiny.
That's a good name for a ship, Disney Destiny.
Since this got announced, I haven't talked to Jane, but I do know that she went on a Disney cruise, and not only was she the most glamorous person I've ever seen with all her
accoutrements.
She really knows how to put it together. And
she is kind of an accessory person, isn't she?
Aren't you supposed to be a scrub when you go to the beach? But right. Not her.
Designer beach bag.
All the stuff, man. I was like,
top
wow,
of the line sunscreen.
Hubba. Look at Jane go.
The latest bathing suit fashion.
Yep. All the stuff.
Hat fashion.
And of course,
sarong fashion.
Black.
Of course. Right. Oh my God.
Like, what are you kidding? There's no flower print happening here.
Right.
Get your flower print the hell away from me.
There's definitely no sun hitting these legs. I've kept these legs indoors for so long. Want to wreck the blue roadmap of veins on my legs?
Maybe.
I haven't seen her.
Maybe one too far. I don't know about the blue roadmap.
Sorry, Jane. I don't know. I don't really know about whether or not you have a roadmap on there.
Yeah, stop at the flush.
I'm just picturing like very creamy white skin. Very roadmappy.
Wow.
Well,
stop. I'm going to move it.
Okay. You can see through the... Okay. You're right.
A cruise. You're going to love it.
Yep.
Disney.
And just listen to get it. That's all you have to do.
Don't help me anymore on this one. Okay.
You know what?
No No assist.
We make a note of that.
No assist needed.
No. .com.
Cold this morning, but mostly sunny today. Looking good out there right now. And storm on the way.
All right.
So clouds and rain start maybe even later tonight and into tomorrow, and it's going to go through Friday. Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
40-22. And here are 10 things you should never plug into a power strip.
Oh, yes.
Refrigerators.
Yes, yes. Oh, right.
They're one of the biggest power draws in your home. They cycle on and off a lot, which can overload a power strip.
Well, plus, aren't they supposed to be on their own circuit?
I think so.
Yeah.
Microwaves. They use a huge amount of wattage.
Oh.
I don't know. I didn't look ahead on this, but
I didn't know that. I don't think it's plugged into a power strip or anything.
There
but
it
I
is.
Definitely have a.
One thing that you should not plug into a power strip is another power strip.
Oh, why not?
Daisy chaining is dangerous because it overloads the strip that's plugged into the wall.
It's fun.
What?
Well, it's one way to get all the way across the room, you know.
Gaming equipment.
Oh, really?
You can maybe get away with plugging your PS. Oh, that was one of the things in what's-his-name's halftime show, right? He had those. It looked like a PS PlayStation game
PlayStation
thing, didn't it?
Yeah, I
only have Xbox,
remember.
But there was the triangle,
yes.
The square,
yeah,
the circle,
yeah.
And aren't those the...
Yes, the controllers.
Oh.
Right.
I don't think I put that together.
Oh, well, I don't...
Like a Nintendo Switch looking thing? I don't know.
I thought it was a PlayStation, but...
Maybe, yeah.
I actually don't have that.
Right.
So I don't know why I knew that. I have Xbox, and we don't even play that.
Right.
But anyway.
We use the Xbox. I think our cable goes through it.
Power tools. They make industrial power strips so you can use with them, and they're more expensive, but don't use a regular power strip.
Oh.
You know, I actually... The weird thing about this is I kind of feel like a power strip's the best thing possible because it's got a turn off, right?
Yeah, on and off. Turn off all your chargers.
Washing machines, portable heaters, power tools, gaming equipment, another power strip. Be careful with those power strips. Oh, air conditioners. They use tons of wattage, especially when they're on.
When they're not on, they're not using any wattage. And then you can plug them
well,
in.
Well, now you know.
You
here are a few things that you should never plug into a power strip, and I just gave them to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is actually good knowledge. Most of the, like, some of that stuff, washing machine, refrigerator, those, I think, are on their own circuits, and you shouldn't be plugging them in anywhere except the specific thing that they're designated for.
Okay, next story.
Okay.
According to a new study, people are speaking about 3,000 fewer words each day compared to 20 years ago. Texting and email has removed lots of time spent speaking.
I believe that that's probably true. There's videos of me when my kids were first born, and I'm always on the phone with my mom because we just didn't have... I'm just like, have the phone, put the phone up so the baby, you know, here. Then so that's 26 years ago. And not that we didn't. Yeah, I just never talk on the phone anymore.
More reliance on digital communications like texting and social media. So they say instead of calling your mother-in-law right back, you get stuck on the and getting stuck on the phone. You respond with a text saying yes or no or right. Whatever.
Sorry, I'm so busy. What's going on? Is it an emergency? Nope, just wanted to talk to you.
There's a stereotype that women speak more than men, and that is true, but not by that much. Study found that women speak around 13,350 words per day compared to 11,950 for men.
Wow, that's more than I would have guessed. I mean, for us, we yap all morning.
Yeah, that's it.
I wonder if there's some way to know how many words we would say in an average morning. Gajillions of them.
I don't know.
Like, I feel like...
Let me figure something.
Oh, yeah, I wonder if there's some way to...
Anyway, it looks like we're talking a lot less, and that's, I feel sad, but okay. We are social beings, and this move towards digital, I like digital,
isolates
don't get
us.
Me wrong, but yeah, we are social beings. We need each other.
We do.
That is unfortunate.
I fully agree with you. It is. And also, I think because it's unknown with the long-term ramifications of everything that we're doing right now, it's just impossible to know until the long term has gone by. Like, what are we doing to ourselves? What regrets will we have, our kids have, their kids have.
Mm. Well, right now, I think the in the short term, keeping my kids off social media is the immediate like thing. Like, I don't want them anywhere near that. I actually find it to be a delight to see what my friends from high school are doing, or yes, they're, you know, hey, look at me with my kid or my grandkid. That's great. I wouldn't see that any other way. I don't go to reunions. I don't keep up with people on the phone. That's how I'm doing it. So it works, but I don't need my kids being like, I only got 6 likes for this photo. I'm really bummed about it.
I guess I'll have to show nipple next time.
Oh, God, take it easy.
But I'm just telling you, that's where it's going. 13-year-olds with accounts where they've got bikinis and they're, you know, they didn't get enough likes. The boy they liked didn't like their photo, so they're going to show a little more.
You want to hear something weird?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm watching the Super Bowl yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. Got my friend Sean over here. We're watching the game. The ladies are over in the island food kitchen area. There's snacks everywhere and laughter and joy. And my daughter, Sean's daughter, and Trina came and her daughter was there. And then I guess my 2 kids, if I didn't say that yet, they all decide they're, oh, it doesn't matter. And another kid, they all decide they're going in the hot tub.
Oh, fun.
So everyone gets suits, everyone goes outside, and there's a point where I'm sitting there watching the game and I go, is anybody going to check on those kids? I don't feel comfortable doing it.
How old was the oldest kid?
Maybe 14 at the most. Mm. But I was like, hey, can you go, can you stick your head out and look at that? I didn't want to do it. I didn't know if they would be like, oh, the creepy dad.
Right, because there's a bunch of girls in the hot tub.
Oh, yeah. That's so hard. That's got to be tough.
So there's my 6-year, and I'm really only worried about my 6-year-old. I'm like, right. I just want to make sure nobody's
the other ones just stand up.
Her.
Right.
Right. But I'm, you know, I mean, she's the young one. I want to make sure she's okay and not being.
So you wanted a mom to stick their head out.
Well, I had to ask for a mom to go stick their head out there because I didn't think that it was appropriate. I even said that to my friend. He goes, oh, they're too young for that right now, aren't they? I don't know. You go out there then. And then we both went.
Is this really just a fight to see who could stay on the couch the longest?
No,
Are you sure?
We sent Christina out there to check on him because I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I didn't feel right.
Well, now you need a nanny cam for out there too.
Oh.
That'll be fine. You can just keep it like, you know, picture in picture. You're watching the big game and then there's like a hot tub full of little girls. It's fine. It'll be fine.
You just said it though. A hot nanny tub full cam. Of little girls. Yep. Ugh.
Well, I mean, it's only because we see it everywhere we turn. Like, there are plenty of dudes who aren't fantasizing about little kids. Plenty of them. God, it's the ones who are. They're just ruining it for other dudes.
Oh!
Oh, no, what? What
our
now?
Text number's 800-400-3697. It wasn't PlayStation. 707 says, that is from Squid Games.
Oh, that's, yeah, it was.
I thought there's only 3 things on Squid Games. There's only 3. There's a triangle, a square, and a circle. Didn't you say it was 4 things?
I thought so, but someone is saying that's not what it was. It was a statement about the rich killing the poor.
Oh. I have an update for y'all, too.
Okay.
So average speech is about 8,000 words per hour.
Mm.
So what are we? So we are at like 32,000 words you speak every morning on the show.
Okay. So we're just throttling that big time.
Yeah.
PlayStation Easter egg. PlayStation.
It was PlayStation.
Yes.
Good.
I mean, now that I'm seeing it from this thing, it's got the X, which is like the toggle thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
not Squid Game.
Okay. Oh.
Whether or not the rich eat the poor, that's a PlayStation thing. Even the way it's lit is a handheld thing with the things in the corner.
Okay. Yes. So I was right. You okay, were. Good. And yes. In your face, 707.
Yeah, 707.
Let's see. 209 says, everyone, it moved. Everyone I know that's been on a Disney cruise said it was the best cruise they've ever taken.
That the reviews are in and people love the Disney cruises.
Reunions are great, Vin. 45th class of 80 this year from Drake High School.
Oh.
And we're all close to class of 81, so Scott is invited.
Oh,
Oh.
Time for a game.
It's game time.
So I do have a choice for you guys today. We can play When Did That Happen or How Old Is That Guy? Those are your two choices.
I like When Did That Happen?
We haven't done one of those for a while.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah,
there aren't always a lot of good things. Okay, Maddie, since you chose that, you're going to go first. What year did Van Halen's self-titled debut album get released? Monster Jams, You Really Got Me, Running With the Devil, Ain't Talking About Love, Jamie's Crying. First Van Halen self-titled album.
I'm going to say 1979.
78, Bob.
78 is the exact answer, and that's worth those points. Okay, Vinny, you have to go first.
Vinny!
What year was Mike Tyson convicted of raping Desiree Washington, a Miss Black America contestant?
Okay, hold on. You can't bring up a rape, and I'm laughing still at the...
Okay, let me try to edit that out in post.
It's Mr. El Campeón to you, pal. You were saying?
Mr. El Campeón. Mr. What year was Mike Tyson convicted of raping Desiree Washington, a Miss Black America contestant? What year? When did that happen?
89.
Oh, that's what I was thinking too. So I'll go 90.
92.
Ooh.
Oh.
It's 2-1 because you got 2 points for being exactly right.
Okay.
Maddie, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Kanye West releases his debut album, The College Dropout, featuring Jesus Walks and All Falls Down.
It's a great album.
And what year did it come out, Maddie? Debut album.
2002.
I'll say 2000.
2004.
Ah!
Which means we are tied 2-2.
That guy's been in our life only 20 years.
Yep.
And went like this and like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
What a graph.
That is, it's like a, it's just one mountain.
Straight up and then straight down. Down.
Amy Winehouse wins 5 Grammys, including Best New Artist, Album of the Year for Back to Black, and Song of the Year for Rehab. What year did that happen? When did she win Best New Artist? What year was that? And this one is for, I think Vinny goes first on this one.
2012.
2011, Bob.
2008.
Oh,
that's another point for Maddie. And finally, if you guess this exactly, Vinny, you can win. Otherwise, you tie.
Okay.
And I think Maddie has to go first.
Yes.
Legendary child star and later Congresswoman Shirley Temple dies at age 85. What year did that happen? When did Shirley Temple die?
Can you, I don't know, come up with something more impossible?
Hmm.
I could try. Yeah. I mean,
what the?
I'm gonna say the year I graduated, 1991.
Oh boy. I had a decent guess for this. I didn't realize this was obscure to you.
You said 91?
I did.
I would say 90, Bob.
Well, it's 2014. So, by a score of 4-2, Maddie is on the show.
Oh,
she died at age 85, 11 years ago.
In your face, Campeón.
Mr. Campeón.
He's on the show. It's Maddie.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen to Jane's show today for your chance at that Romance on the Rails package and then listen all day to win the Disney Cruise for 4. And don't forget to tell us your extraordinary love story at RadioAlice.com for your chance at our Fairmont Valentine's package. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.